golongan yang kedua mungkin lebih besar dari kedua. Atau mungkin ayat kata kalau kita ingin di sana nanti itu pun mungkin kita akan dilihat si Ginong using to yes, from first Asian grandmaster po natin, ano? And of course, having Eugene Torre here, we need to say na within the next several minutes ay makontak po natin si Bobby Fischer, muli sa isang interview natin. But before anything else, Eugene, let's like talk with Eugene now, ano? Eugene, may kasama ka rin ito ngayon. Eugene, pwede mo ma-introduce sa atin kung sino ito mga kasama po natin?
Can si Mr. Bobby Ang.
Can you just bring the mic closer to you?
Mr. Bobby Ang is here with me. Yeah. And of course, like before, si National Master Orlando Norte. Mm-hmm. And my computer expert here in Lavio, Mr. Rod Swapo.
Mm-hmm. And we are about to interview Bobby Fischer again, you know. First and foremost, siguro, para wala na tayo mag-waste dito. Bakit, why does Bobby choose you to help him in his book as his son?
I think because I'm one of the few trusted friends, you know, of Fischer. And also I think he believes in the freedom of speech and expression we enjoy here in the Philippines. And I think he's less worried that his interview here will be edited, you know.
Well, I can assure Mr. Fischer that hindi mangyari.
Thank you.
Well, at any rate, I was wondering, Eugene, do you also need the juice? You know, Bobby Fischer,
Yeah, I understand. Let me put it this way, you know. I hate those people who were responsible for Bobby's misery and hardship in life. Those who have wronged him, you know, and those who were responsible for the usurpation of all his rights. You know, his books, you know, the Cicero, the movie, you know, his indictment, and of course, lastly, his memorabilia, you know. And as a trusted friend, I cannot in conscience leave him alone, you know, being gung up by these people. If I have him, if I leave him alone and, you know, just play it safe and just be a spectator, then I think my conscience will bother me no end. And I will have sleepless nights, you know, and, you know, this kind of life will also be torture, you know, for me. So practically I have no choice. I have to go with my conscience. And, you know, I think it's not fair that Bobby is given the chance to air his side and let the whole world decide, you know, who is right or wrong. And, you know, that's what's supposed to be democracy, right?
Yes, of course. Anyway, Eugene, I'm going to release you for a while so you can get in touch with our friend Bobby Fischer. We'd like to talk with Bobby Ang. According to Eugene, Bobby, you have a website and you're in Manila, no?
Yes, I'm in Manila. My website. The URL is www.fullchance.com.ph. Full Chance has been Philippine Service. I had originally set this up to cover Philippine players playing chess abroad, playing chess in local tournaments. Now when Grandmaster Eugene Torre, who I've been working with for a few months already, asked me to help him out to broadcast his interviews, I was very honored to do so.
So you were the one who broadcasted that both tapes that I had with Bobby Fischer?
Yes,
on the internet.
Yes, that's right. We broadcasted them. Of course, I don't have this streaming effect, so I had to assign my carriers to put the interviews up also, so that the people who listen to the interviews don't have to wait for a long download. One download, they can already listen to the interviews. Now, Bobby Fischer asked me to set up and put on the website his email address. Okay. That's bfischer@gmail.com. So that his, the listeners of this interview and the readers of the website can email him to let them know what they feel. But Bobby Fischer is not that high-tech yet. So although you read all of them, you have not been able to respond to all of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much, Bobby. And already we have on the line Mr. Bobby Fischer. Hello? Hello?
Papa?
Yes, how are you, Bobby?
So far, very good.
Yes, all right. I have here with me Eugene Torre, as always. I also have here Rolando Norte, you know him from a previous interview, right?
I enjoy
Rolando. And Bobby Ang, the owner of the website here in the Philippines?
Yeah,
all right. Okay, so they asked me if I can do some other interview with you. I said, okay. Bob?
Sure.
All right, Bob, so many people are asking, you know, and in fact, I would like to ask you, why do you always blame the Jews for your troubles?
Because it's true, you know?
All right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you all my life.
All right.
Only like to use it to change my marriage. by the way, just for the record. But I have gone through this book and changed all my words. Like in the real world, I said, why not excuse me one game? I cannot be dislodged. These fathers changed it to white hat, strategically one game, designed to move white apostrophe and hat, and not in English. You know, these fathers went through every line of the book in the most meanest way, as you see, you know, like the emails. I showed them the book, and I've been looking for a manuscript exposing them, and it's huge.
Okay,
I have nothing to do with the video, nothing. Benediction said is one of the one of these tapes just came out. And as you were angry about it, came out a long time ago. It said something like, he said, the Jew boys are in control. They're everywhere.
Okay. What about the other memorabilia, Chewbacca suitcases? Can you tell us something about that?
Yeah,
what about the other memorabilia, Chewbacca suitcases? Can you tell us something about that?
Yeah, I have tons of clothes in these suitcases. Tons of stuff in the bag, plastic bag, paper bag. The whole room is jammed full of stuff. The last time I went there, I stuck in an additional about 30, 35 boxes here. You can hardly move in there. Just full of stuff. And also, I had these Mexican bags. They're special. Made out of some kind of a natural material, but they're very, very strong. They can hold, you know, even rocks. They can hold anything. I had a lot of those too, and they're all full of stuff. So, I guess they sweep all the stuff I've been saving up for days, you know. These Jews, they said, look at how many Elvis Presley's Graceland has been in. And look at that museum Liberace put up there in Las Vegas of all his memorabilia.
Okay, I have a copy.
Not only that, they'll completely falsify the music. The worst pictures, falsify the pictures, we falsify the game. They're falsifying my pictures. So after that point of time, she asked for a sort of article in the international journal, and they spoke with my free hand. Almost what?
Okay, I have a copy here of an arrest warrant for you. Yes, tell us something about it. It says you're commanded to be arrested for violation of the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. What's that?
Yes, they didn't want me to play in this tournament because they didn't want me coming back, I guess, or maybe they originally wanted me to play, but they saw I was preparing too well for this event that I was getting ready. So they tried to discourage me from playing. They sent me this letter, where is the high information, and she says, this is activities, you know. And I spit on it at the press conference, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think the Jews like that too much. But they had to tell it. Request the government had to tell it.
Okay.
I spit on it, and then like a few months later, they indicted me for playing. They sent me indictment. I think they didn't fund you. This is just like a series of stuff. It's about 10 years they want to put me away. You know,
that's right.
And anybody that thinks there's no connection between this indictment, where they want to put me away for 10 years, and this burglary, this robbery of my stuff in the Vegas storage house in Pasadena, you have to take that, you know. There's rules to connect to this goddamn thing in the past. This is just outright robbery. They try to put a little window dressing on it. They look like some kind of a type of swindle, but this is nothing but a robbery, you know.
Okay. Eugene here was telling about Fisher Random, which you tried to propagate. Then tell us something about it.
Yes, Pablo, this is a new game I developed that you have a little computer, mm-hmm. and the floor stays the same, but the back row shuffles by computer, and there's 960 possible starting positions. See? And each side has the same starting positions, you know, symmetrical, identical starting positions, just like in the old chess. But instead of only having one starting position, you have 960 possibilities. Improvement because for some players,